This is Film for Thought. You give us 2 minutes, we'll give you something to think about.
Kevin Hart has made the transition from the comedian that does stand-up and it builds up a big reputation to the comedian that does concert movies and has cameos to now the comedian in the role in the tradition of Eddie Murphy and Richard Pryor and Tom Hanks. He's now bona fide A-list leading man, and he can carry a film all by himself. As the success, the box office success of Ride Along shows, people are happy to pay to see Kevin Hart in a film. And here he is in About Last Night, which is a remake of About Last Night, the Rob Lowe movie, which was a remake of the 1974 David Mamet play Sexual Perversity in Chicago, which is a much more apt title. And really, it shows that since the 70s, screenplays have gotten much more tame. Although this might be the golden age of the long-form television show, definitely film scripts have not gotten more, have not taken more chances. Maybe Juno, Ellen Page's script. There haven't been very many that have jumped out. Here we get the standard romantic comedy, boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets girl back. What we have is one of the 12 different stories that Hollywood can tell. There are really only 12, and this is that one. It starts with Kevin Hart and his friend telling his friend about a one-night stand he had, and then his friend shows up, the girl that he had the one-night stand with shows up and brings her friend, and then his friend has a one-night stand with her, and then they move in together, and you get to see a relationship play out in its darkest sort of corners of what relationships do to people. In terms of emasculating, depressing, ultimately kindling anger that is the fire that burns them apart. Meanwhile, what you don't realize is that really this is a movie about boy meets girl, boy loses girl, boy gets her back, and that would be the Kevin Hart character, who has an insanely tumultuous relationship full of sex and perversity with the girl that he's seeing. Secretly, they've gotten back together, and they are able to show that they can have a relationship by being non-traditional, and by the end of the movie they're moving back in together, and you start to see the conventions of a relationship form again, which the point of the movie is that conventions and relationships are incredibly destructive. Kevin Hart is hilarious, and he has arrived.